We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Perfect. Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, Dr. Carolyn Dean live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And of course, on our YouTube live, just to quick update or reminder, if you've heard something on the show, you have a question or comment you want to leave after the show's been recorded, including the tens of thousands of people who download the show through the archives and podcasts, please email. Not all at once, though, please. Melody Rose at questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, at drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions at drcarolyndeanlive.com. And she will follow through and get you the information that you need, since you're not going to be able to talk to Carolyn because she's not going to be there when you listen, you know, in the pre-recorded version. Now, the other thing I want to just say is that Maria said, oh my gosh, thank you for a great idea to use Restructure in my coffee. So you're welcome, because that is a really good thing to do. And thank you, Rachel, for fixing the kids, which happened so long ago. And they were broken, but now they're repaired. So we're so happy. And we've got our caller still on the line, right? So we're going to continue with Pamela.
I'm still here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Anything more, Pamela? Did we answer your questions?
Okay. No, I might have another question or two, but I want to get clear now. We said probably do 3 teaspoons of the Remag. Did you say work up to 2 teaspoons on the potassium and the calcium?
Just the potassium.
Just the potassium. Okay. But I do need to work up on the calcium too, I think, right?
Well, no, the calcium, you're going to see what calcium will do if you don't really need it is bring down your magnesium. So
right,
what you want to do is check online with a list of calcium-rich foods and see if you're getting your 600 milligrams already, because you may do.
Okay. All right. Now, another thing I wanted to ask about, one of the major symptoms that I have with this is dizziness on occasion. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, I just plain can't function. Mm. And I'm wanting so much to travel to see my mother, because I haven't seen her in a year and a half with this pandemic and everything. Mm. And I will have to drive, because they won't let me in. I'm not vaccinated, so they won't let me in if I fly. But if I drive, they're okay with it.
Yeah. Viruses only fly. They don't drive. So, okay, the dizziness. Now tell me, when you have a spell of dizziness, do you think that your heart rate is irregular? Are they correlated?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, seriously, in the next month, as you're getting your Remag up and your potassium up, things will shift.
Okay. What I was hoping to leave the end of this week, but I had a little issue with it today, and I thought if I feel like this, I'm not going to feel like driving.
Right.
So I wondered.
Well, also, let me just interject. You just went to the doctor, so they scared the socks off of you, so that's a bit of stress there.
No, I knew what he was going to say, but he was much nicer than I thought he would be.
Okay.
But what I did want to ask about that is there something I can use on an emergency basis as I start getting dizzy, you know, and I'm driving or something? Could I, like, take another shot of magnesium, or would that not help that fast?
I can't tell you what to do medically, but we know many of our customers tell us exactly that. If they have, heart or leg cramp or whatever, they just say, I'll take another half to even a whole teaspoon. Ginny did that, didn't you, Ginny? Was that your experience personally?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And what I tell people with AFib, rub it on your chest, right over your heart cavity. That works a lot for people. People can also take just a couple drops in some water, hold it under their tongue. That seems to help with the AFib. We've told them that before. So, really, there's just no end to what you can do with the REMAG, but rubbing it on your chest and holding it under your tongue under just a couple drops, not a half teaspoon or something. Those two seem to really help quite a bit.
Okay. You know what I do, Pamela? I don't have the heart palpitations anymore, so I don't have to, but if I were driving, I would put REMAG in a little spray bottle, like a little cosmetic spray thing, and just spray that on my arms or on my chest or, you know, on my cheeks periodically. And, just because, the head, the dizziness and everything, just to have something, that is going to be helpful. And I'm not going to say it's a placebo or anything. It's going to do something, but to have something as a first aid to assist you would be wonderful. Yeah. Right. That's right. Right.
Yeah. I think I can do it if I know that there's something like that I can use.
Right.
That's what I'm mostly concerned about. So, okay. Right. I think I'm okay with that. He does want to do a 2-week monitor wearing thing, which I've done in the past.
Yeah.
Is that really necessary?
Well, you know what you have. He knows what you have. It's not going to change anything. And, as I said, maybe within a month with your electrolytes more balanced, if he did your next cardiogram, etc., he won't find anything.
There's the idea. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. That's right. what you work toward.
That's how I was going to do it anyway, because I told him I was going to leave town. He said, that's fine. Wait till you get back. So I'll just do that.
I'm right. And, they just want something to do, or they want you to think that they're doing something. So if he didn't say, oh no, you have to do it now, it's essential. No, it was just something to do. So you don't have to do it right now.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better about this trip.
Yeah.
So I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And yes, driving in a car with the radio blaring without wearing a face mask, you'll have a great time.
I always take some good, not music usually, but like a audio book or something with me.
Oh,
I really do have a good time driving. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Let me ask you, how long is the drive to your mother's?
I do it in 2 days. I do 6 hours one day and 6 hours the next.
Okay.
One overnight, because I'm in Colorado and she's in Minnesota.
Right.
Well, I can't drive all in one day by myself.
Right. Ginny, we have iPods that Pamela could download, don't we? She could take us with her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, you mean archives?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how could she do that? What does that entail?
Well, if you're in an Audible book situation, some of Carolyn's books are Audible. And then if you're on Kindle, you could do it that way. And the Kindle will read to you now. And if you're on YouTube, you can just go through Dream Vision 7 or any of Carolyn's archives. And if you're in a podcast situation like Apple or whatever, you just subscribe to Carolyn's podcast and it'll populate the last 7 years.
Okay. All right. If I can figure out how to do one of those things, I will. I'm not real good with all the electronics.
Well, Well, call customer service if you
need
it.
Yeah, they'll help you. Yeah, they'll help you.
Oh, that would be great. Okay. Oh, super. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, take us with you for Pete's sake.
Yes, I'd like to, yes.
It'll definitely keep you inspired for sure.
Yeah. And that's what I need, because my one sister is going to be there, and I think she's afraid to be around me because I'm not vaccinated.
Tell her you're breathing goodness on her. She'll be oh, golly.
Yeah, she decided I might not be so bad if we wanted to go out to dinner if my other sister, who's not vaccinated, and I sat at one table, and she and Mom would sit at a different table.
Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy times.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, my dear.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Good talking to you. Bye-bye now. Safe journey. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay, wonderful. Excellent information there. And let's press on with the, let's see if we've got more callers. I'm always assuming everybody wants to talk to Carolyn. So let's.
Hey, Ginny, did you notice that Brian sent out the latest blog and it's about chocolate restructure?
Yes.
It looks so tasty. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. And it says flavor alert, which I think is so great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe if can people say on the chat, you know, what do you think of our email blasts, our marketing emails? They're obviously marketing, but we do try to educate people. So if we could have some comments about Patrick and the people who are, you know, so keen on our us and our products. What do you think of our email marketing?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, very good. All right, very good. We shall ask. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so callers, 646-558-8657 is the number to call. And we don't have any raising hands right now, Carolyn. So what shall we do?
Okay, let's go to these restructure testimonials that Melody Rose sent in to us.
Oh, good.
Okay, so this person says, I have pancreatitis, and I find the restructure is the only supplemental protein that I can safely take without intestinal discomfort. Gives me assurance and comfort to know that it's being digested properly. I'm so happy. Now seriously, that is so important. So someone who finds our restructure very digestible. Okay, she or he continues. The reasons I love restructure. One, the ingredients include several healthy foods, including different sources of protein. Yes, we have whey, pea, and rice protein. I was able to discontinue a couple other supplements because of them. The whey, it has whey, it tastes delicious, it mixes easily, and it fills me up. Someone else, I came upon this on my own, first purchased a sample as most protein powders have something in them that bothers my throat. This one is the best tasting and it doesn't hurt my throat. Another one, restructure protein powder is my go-to. When I cycle, my wife and I are high mile cyclists. We travel all over on our road and off-road bikes, not motorized, but pedal bikes. Last year, we rode over 4,000 miles. Whenever I know I'm going to travel big distances, I always add restructure into my water bottles and have Remag and Remite as well. I never, ever leave out for cycling without these. The combination gives my body the fuel it needs. I cycle forever without leg cramps, and I know my body's receiving life-sustaining nutrients from my heart and other metabolic body functions. One of the biggest complaints from fellow cyclists is cramping. I tell them they need magnesium and minerals, but the right ones, Dr. Carolyn Deans. And I say this with all sincerity to the reader. To prove my point, my wife and I rode in a 24-hour cycling event. We ended up riding 206 miles without any body complications, thanks to Dr. Carolyn Dean's products. Don't hesitate. Your body will thank you. Is that the cyclist that helped set us up for the cycling study that we're doing, Jenny, do you think?
No, because that's a man. I think it's Fredo, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the gals were the ones who got involved with the bicycle study.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're moving ahead with our research now that the people can go to the universities. Okay, without having to quarantine, etc. So next one, every morning I eat a restructure shake. Now that's the right terminology. You don't drink it down like water. You eat it right before my yoga routine. It's absolutely delicious and satisfying. I just had a power outage in California. I wasn't worried at all because I was able to maintain my calorie intake using restructure. My recipe is homemade cashew milk, cinnamon, unsweetened cocoa, and nutmeg. Now he or she can get our chocolate restructure, not have to add the cacao. Next, I have used many different protein powders over the years, and restructure is by far the tastiest. I trust I'm getting all the vitamins and minerals I need in a tasty drink. Love it. Next and last one. This product is simply the best. I use it daily. I make a smoothie and add the powder, or I will add it to my morning healthy cereal of choice. When in a hurry, I will take a few small spoonfuls and mix with almond milk and then be on my way. It's very tasty. It's an energy booster. It gives the needed nutrients for me. I notice when I miss taking the product, I'm not feeling the energy levels that I desire. So please keep the restructure, the RNA restructure available. Hopefully it will help others to be energized for their day. So people are being so sweet. So that's those. I do have some other things to talk about if we don't have any callers at the moment.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, we do not have any more callers at the moment, but let me just remind you, if you're on the phone and I'm not calling on you, it's because you haven't hit star nine on your keypad to raise your hand and let us know you do have a comment or a question. Otherwise, we'll just keep talking. Yeah. All right. I guess we'll keep talking. All right. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay. So this was something I came across in Medscape, a study which it's no news to us, but somehow they managed to study children and ultra-processed foods. So they're saying ultra-processed foods make up 2/3 of the average American kid's diet. An analysis of over 30,000 U.S. children and adults reported this horrible statistic. In 1999, ultra-processed foods made up 61.4%. By 2018, so like 10 years later, it had increased to 67%. So from 61 to 67%, getting worse and worse. Sweets and sweet snacks, sweet bakery products, ice cream, desserts, candy, cereal, nutrition bars also became more popular, increasing about 2%. This analysis did not find a link between parental levels of education and income and the amount of ultra-processed foods kids consume. So seriously, people, you know, you're killing your kids. And actually, Ginny and I want to start a push to get more parents of growing children and grandparents of their grandchildren to get them more turned on to our products and a better diet. And looks like this is why we have to do that. It's just horrific statistics. This week there were two sets of people that got in touch about post-viral symptoms, and 20% of all kind of moderate to serious flus will continue with symptoms. They act like it's a new thing. It is not. They're even talking about a tachycardia after a virus. And you know the virus I'm talking about, that which will not be named. Tachycardia after a virus is magnesium deficiency, for Pete's sakes. And that's not going to be told to you. And, you know, personally, I would be taking the following to work on post-viral symptoms. Picosilver, 3 teaspoons a day. Picosilver squirted up the nose and in a nebulizer. Remag, 3 teaspoons a day. Remite, 1.5 teaspoons a day. Pico zinc, 1 teaspoon a day. Pico potassium, 2 teaspoons a day. Put all of that in 2 liters of water with 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt and 2 scoops of whole sea reset to taste, and drink it through the day, the 2 liters. So that's maybe all the water you need in the day. It'll help dilute all the mineral taste down, and with the whole sea reset, make it a, you know, kind of slightly tasty drink. And I'd also be taking 2 Realign and 2 D3K2. And then we have a couple of other products, but that, I think that's enough. And it makes it easy. Most of those, the mineral, most of the nutrients are the liquid minerals. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different minerals. I take some of that every day, plus 1 teaspoon of Recalcia in my vitamin C reset water. I think I said whole C reset for test. I meant vitamin C reset powder, berry powder. So, Ginny, what do you think of that formula?
I love it. I think it's perfect. And I mean, how can you go wrong with that? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just so impeccable for the body. I mean, it really mm-hmm. is. It's high absorption, which means you're going to use everything that your body needs, and the things that it doesn't need, it will store. And there's only one mineral that the body doesn't store, and that's zinc. Mm. And we've got that in a higher dose if people need it in an emergency. But I mean, it's just wonderful.
Right. Yes. I mean, we have customers. They will get in touch. They'll be on, you know, their 1 and 2 teaspoons of Remag and Remite, and maybe 1/4 teaspoon of Pico Zinc, 1/4 teaspoon of Pico Potassium. And then, you know, something will happen, you know, a virus or stress, and symptoms come up. And what happens? They go to the doctor. And if you've got a virus, they may just send you home and say, well, come back when you're worse. If the hospital happens to have the monoclonal antibodies, they'll say, oh, well, we'll give you an IV of monoclonal antibodies. One customer took the monoclonal antibodies and he felt worse. And then, you know, they may finally get in touch with us. And, you know, we just say, look, double everything up. You know, you've got all the nutrients there for supporting the structure and function of the body and the immune system. But we haven't really gotten that into people's heads enough that you have everything in your own cupboard. People do like to go to the doctor. We do not discourage that. They like to go to the doctor and just be reassured that, you know, heaven forbid, they're not having a heart attack or a stroke or something. But now, if they do happen to have something like the monoclonal antibodies there, they'll want to give it. And they'll say, well, you know, you got to take this now. You can't come back and get it later, whatever. So they're getting, you know, propelled into taking treatments that, you know, they may or may not require. So I just want to remind people that if you're on the products, just take more. You've got them right there in front of you. What do you say, Ginny? Jenny's coming. Don't worry.
Yep, that's not only what I say, but that's what I do. That's what everybody does. I mean, that's what our staff does and our customer service team and our family members. And, you know, they'll just sit now they just, you know, call or text. They'll be like, I'm feeling a little this and I'm thinking I should take more of that. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That's exactly right. So it's fun. I mean, it's really fun to have the answer right at your disposal and to be able to adjust your own things because everybody's body is a little bit different, but they know how to take care of themselves now. And I mean, that's teaching the person to fish, right? I mean, that's just the most rewarding thing to be able to do is that people are able to support themselves that way. It's phenomenal.
Right. And here's a study I came across. It's a magnesium and vitamin D study. And the way they talked about the study, it's like, oh my gosh, look at us. We're studying two things at a time. It's amazing. And it just bogs my mind because science likes to study one thing at a time, separates everything else out, doesn't have any correlation or association with anything. And it's wrong because the body doesn't work that way. The body has a synergism with everything. So they say for decades, deficiencies in micronutrients such as magnesium and vitamin D have been linked to conditions such as depression and obesity, as well as their associated hallmarks of systemic inflammation. A recent randomized double-blind placebo-controlled clinical trial reveals that co-supplementation with magnesium and vitamin D significantly decreases depression scores and body weight in healthy women with obesity. So they had 102 women, but then look what they did, Ginny. A weekly soft gel containing 50,000 international units of vitamin D and a daily tablet of 250 milligrams of magnesium compared to a placebo. So as we said earlier, taking 50,000 units once a week is not the way the body wants its vitamin D. It wants to have some vitamin D every day. So they kind of blew it there. 250 milligrams of magnesium. Now it's only going to be, you know, 4 to 20% absorbed. So they're not getting much of that at all. But even so, they got positive health outcomes from that, you know, little rinky-dink study. So can you imagine what would happen if they did it properly? And, you know, the FDA just, it won't approve of this study because you're not supposed to use nutrients to treat health conditions. If you treat a health condition with a nutrient, you make that nutrient a drug. And that's where the bottom line with the FDA and the medical establishment is they want to have control of supplements. They want to be able to, you know, diagnose conditions and give the supplements as drugs. And kind of a follow-up from last week about magnesium in the heart. And I realized that I didn't say this, that none of the so-called scientific research is viable if they do not include the level of ionized magnesium in the patients they're testing for heart conditions, because that makes all the difference about the health of the heart, how much magnesium a person has. And then I did mention this earlier about they're calling this condition long COVID if you still have symptoms after you supposedly recover. And they say tachycardia is commonly reported in patients with post-acute COVID-19 syndrome. They call it PACS, P-A-C-S, post-acute COVID syndrome. Also known as long COVID, authors report in this new article that tachycardia is common. The researchers say tachycardia syndrome should be considered a distinct phenotype. I mean, they just love doing that, you know, creating the disease and offering, well, no cure, basically. So, Ginny, I'm kind of tapped out here for a minute. I have some other testimonials somewhere.
Well, we've got a couple callers and
have anything.
Well, we had our callers and then
chat or phone calls while I find the testimonials.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Jenny.
Carolyn, did you turn down your thing accidentally?
I think my sound is down. Help! Rachel, where am I?
Are you there?
I'm here.
That's so hilarious. Okay, I had callers holding and then they just disconnected. So I'll invite them to call back in and raise your hand, *9, and we'll get you right on the phone with Dr. Dean. I know you were being patient there for a minute while we were talking about a few things, but just come back on in and we'll put you on the phone again, 646-558-8657. And then 8836953587 is the ID number for the station. Carolyn, I did want to say something about the the thing about the processed foods for kids.
Uh-huh. Right.
It is so amazing to watch people with their children and see really what they do feed them. And I had that experience this past weekend because we were with a lot of kids through this wedding engagement situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what they give them, the Capri Suns, you know, that have the sugar in them. They give them the prepackaged snacks, even if it is. And they said that in their nutrition bar, which is what made me think of it. They think like those, healthy granola snacks are good for them. They give them crackers and things like that. And everything comes in a package or in a jar or in a can. I mean, they don't, and even if they do like were to have a salad or something, they probably would have some kind of packaged dressing on it. It really is amazing. And these kids are eating things that are not grown outdoors. They're not grown in natural light. They're grown inside, they're processed through chemicals and machines. There's no love touching them. You know, they're just all being processed with machines and then they're putting them in their mouths. It's just, it's so sad, really. It really is. And so I do think we have to do some kind of a campaign. It'll have to be an awareness campaign and we'll have to get, you know, people to help us, like our customers that always help us and tell us the things that we should be saying to their grandchildren. Like, what would you tell your granddaughter or your grandchildren if you could talk to Dr. Dean, what would you want them to know? Because we've got to do something for these young people. And then on top of that, every single bite of food that they're putting in their mouth, they are putting in their mouth while they're either on their phone or in front of a computer.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, yeah, we do need to get more information out there. But, you know, I went through that. I created the whole 100 modules of my Completement Now series and just poured my heart into all these words, and people said, I don't have time to listen to it. Just tell me what to do. So what I'm doing at the farm, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show. I'm getting three big freeze dryers. Is that the word?
Freeze dryers. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird word. Three big freeze dryers to dry farm food, either to powder it so people can put, you know, buy 4 or 5 different powdered vegetables and make a soup. Boom, done. Or you can freeze dry and keep things in, you know, some sort of original shape so that kids can just eat, you know, a bit of pineapple or mango or carrots, freeze-dried carrots. I mean, if they want a package, we can give them a package. And I don't know if it'll just be a Maui thing for our markets here in the storefront that we're building, or if it's something that we could sell it through RNA Reset. I mean, it could be, because if what you're saying is that people just, they want to sit there in front of their devices with their hand in a sack of a snack, it's so much easier to eat out of a snack than to try to sit in front of your computer cutting a piece of meat or, you know, smashing up your vegetables. So yep. That's where we've become these snack monsters.
Snack monsters. That's like the Cookie Monster. Mm-hmm. We have to do something. I agree. I just have to think about it until the inspiration completely and totally finds us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I go into the grocery store, Carolyn, and they have these big bags of freeze-dried apples and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And mangoes and stuff. Well, you see them at Costco, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big bags of freeze-dried mangoes and things. So, I mean, we should be able to do something for kids. They need to be dunked in restructure and soaked in Remax.
Right.
And then frozen. I'm just kidding.
What will happen is they'll go for the fruits first. And then you got to know that these concentrated fruits are so high in fruit sugars. And fructose fruit sugar is very hard on the liver. So, when we do this with the farm, I've got to be very careful not to make it all about fruit.
I'll tell you another thing we should invent too is a non-toxic sunscreen. And it would be interesting to see if our Flora Refresh spray that we can't call a hand sanitizer, which is going to be out in 2 weeks, which our friend wants to call the Delta spray. That Flora Refresh spray, it's got zinc in it. It would be great if it could be a sunscreen because it's got the zinc. And have we told everybody about the Flora Refresh spray yet?
Maybe not. Let's continue.
Because we do have this stuff. You guys are going to just absolutely freak when you see this stuff. It's so great. It's called Flora Refresh spray. And we made it instead of a hand sanitizer, and it's got zinc and Remag and Pico Silver in it. Plus, it's got lemon verbena and aloe and
hibiscus.
And it is so wonderfully, it has the most beautiful light, little teeniest, tiniest little bit of a fragrance. And if you accidentally get it on your mouth, which I do all the time, because I spray it on my face, it does not taste bad at all. And it's got no alcohol in it, of course. But
it's edible.
Yeah. It would be so fun if it were a sunscreen. I may have to try that myself, because then we would get rid of toxic sunscreen issues too.
Right.
Especially.
Okay. So what we do, Ginny, is... get the Flora Refresh spray and add different amounts of zinc, like put it in different spray bottles and add a teaspoon of zinc or maybe 2 teaspoons and use that on your arms. Go out in the sun and see what happens.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, we'll do an experiment, because Patrick was saying he's at Fire Island, which is up in, I think, Long Island, New York area. Yeah. And he was saying that the parents let their kids drink Sprite and eat sandwiches and then ice cream. And then they spray them with toxic sunscreen, which is so true. I mean, they've got it in every orifice. It's going in through their eyes. It's going in through their brain. It's going in through their skin. It's going in through their gut. Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. So, if we could do something to help out these young people, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll work on there's always something wonderful to do. So we'll work on the sunscreen. Very good.
Right. Sounds excellent. Okay. Let's see if my caller's back that got frustrated a little bit earlier. And I don't blame you. It's not a problem. Let's just see if you came back to me. *6 on your keypad, *9, excuse me, if you're here and you had something to say. You're not back yet. So I think maybe you've had to jet off. Sorry about that. Diana Orlando is back with us tonight. She said she's glad she made it before the show ends. Her PT impacts her ability to get here on time, but it's going to switch to a different day next week. So she said, so good to listen to your voices and sharing of your knowledge. So thank you very much. And okay, let's see what else. Oh, here's something I did not know. We have somebody on our chat line, Sally, who is a master competitive rower.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. She uses Restructure. She's supposed to get 80 grams of protein a day when she's rowing.
Oh.
So she's using Restructure for that purpose, which I feel is a very good purpose.
Wow. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Very good. Yes, and yeah, it'd be interesting for her to compare with her other rowers. You know, if are they getting 80 grams and how is their health?
Mm.
Because when you eat that much protein, it is hard to digest 80 grams of protein. I just don't know how they do it without getting the toxic side effects of the uric acid, for example, that comes from meats. They talk about the rich man's disease is gout, G-O-U-T, mm-hmm. when they eat too much protein and drink the fair amount of beer as well. They will get gout. I wonder if these other ladies are developing arthritic symptoms from all that protein.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, very good. Patrick adds zinc to his body lotion and to his Remag. He says it works wonderfully well. Probably as a sunscreen, right, Patrick? Yeah, body lotion and Remag. He's adding the zinc. Yeah.
Oh, well, my way skin ahead of us. He's
my
way
skin
ahead
is amazing. Patrick needs to join our staff. I don't have any jobs open for him right now. I'll just have to hire him as a consultant. Mm-hmm. He can be our consultant in coolness because he's always doing something very cool,
mm-hmm.
like putting zinc in his moisturizer, and his skin is amazing and it doesn't even burn.
Mm-hmm.
He's so hilarious. I love him so much. Okay, what else shall we talk about? We've got about 14 minutes to the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, I found the testimonials. This was...
very good.
Yeah, this was another list from social media. So they're cute little testimonials with lots of icons, you know, red hearts and all the rest of it. So Donna's saying, I take half a teaspoon of Remag and a small amount of water before going to bed. I sleep very well. And half a teaspoon, seriously, that's only 150 milligrams. So for someone to have benefit with that small amount, it really kind of testifies that we do have such a well-absorbed product. Dixie says, I feel so much better. Susan says, magnesium is the only thing that works on my severe leg cramps. Bonnie says, my doctor just listed my armor thyroid. Listed? I think she meant lowered, because then she says, first time lowering meds since being put on them 24 years ago. This does work. So that would be our Remite. Someone says, get good electrolyte supplements. I really like this one, RNA Reset. This stuff works amazing. Get their emails, and it's full of good health tips. Someone says, Remite not only changed my life, but saved my life from hypothyroidism. I absolutely love, with lots of heart icons, it, and will never be without Dr. Dean's amazing life-saving products. Next one, Dr. Dean is the best in the business when it combines practical medical experience and her superior RNA Reset health supplements. Number eight, I love their products. Use Remag, Remite, and the D3K2. That's from Judy. Love these products, stop my anxiety and heart palpitations. That's from Damon. And another, this works, Remite plus Whole C. That's from Lynn. Number 11, I'm extremely gluten intolerant and have taken Flora Revive with no issues. And that's from Deirdre. And I guess maybe she's saying that because Flora Revive does have our RNA powder in it, which is from our germinated barley seeds that we squish out and make our RNA reset drops from. And the liquid is dehydrated and then made into a powder. So it originally comes from barley seeds, but we test it to be gluten-free. But we can't say gluten-free on the label anymore because apparently barley, the word barley, people are allergic to. So the FDA won't let us say that it's gluten-free, even though it tests gluten-free. So that's interesting. That's nice that Deirdre says, I'm extremely gluten intolerant and have taken Flora Revive with no issues. Number 12, if I don't take my magnesium supplement, my hands and feet cramp up something awful. And that's from Linda. And number 13, I know they are the best vitamins ever. I've tried them all and they excel. That's from Lucille. Number 14, I have REMAG. I sleep like a baby. And that's from Betty. And number 15, you've given me my life back. 10 years of super low vitamin D. Wish I didn't have a thyroidectomy in 2011, but I don't know what. I didn't know what I know now. I did not get sick. I worked through a virus as a chef at a retired priest's home. I'm the oldest, only female. All other chefs were sick for weeks. And that's Suzanne. That's nice. Yeah, we get those types of reports from our people. Mm. 16, thank you so much, Dr. Dean, for all you have done to enable us to create healthy, strong immune systems. God bless you. And number 17, I'm so grateful for REMAG. Now, the thing is about this healthy, strong immune systems, the FDA won't let us talk about the immune system anymore. We're not allowed to say we're helping the immune system. We can sort of say we're supporting the structure and function of the immune system. And also, the FDA doesn't care about us saying this, that, you know, the FDA won't let us say this or that because they want people to be scared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember an FDA person or an FDA consultant who used to be a former FDA worker?
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, yeah, go ahead and tell them what's going on with you, that, you know, we're censoring your words so that you can't tell people that they can be healthy with supplements. You know, that's illegal. So there, I don't know if you, have you noticed, Ginny, are there less supplement companies on Amazon as they clamp down on what people can say on their Amazon supplement accounts?
They say there is a major purging, but, you know, because of the level of type of company we are, we don't see the low end stuff as much. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think there is a great purging of the underbelly, but the larger, higher scale, upscale companies like ours are still, you know, on there. They're all doing the same thing, is trying to figure out how to navigate through this situation. I think, you know, Dr. Mokola took down 18,000 pages of content, and that would just have a horrible effect on, you know, the natural health community, because so many things were interwoven and how people did research and everything, a lot was promoted by Dr. Mercola. So it's these kinds of things. And like you said, they want you to be afraid and they want you to think that they're very powerful. Mm-hmm. And we're actually powerful because we're able to respond and to shift and to actually adapt so that we can stay effective in what we want to accomplish, which is to provide natural, safe solutions for people in very alarming times.
Yeah, this stress is overwhelming, but it's great when people, you know, keep in touch with us and you know, come to us for our experience, and we give the experience of our customers. We pass on the information, and like we were saying earlier, in your cupboard you have our products. If you have symptoms, take more.
Yeah. Lisa's on the phone. Should we bring her on and let her say hello? We only have 5 minutes.
Okay, Lisa. Right.
Lisa, come say hello, star 9 yourself. Star 6. Or do the blue button.
Do something.
Do something, Lisa.
What happened? I'm here.
There you are.
Hey. All right. Finally, I got a chance to call in and say hi to you both. I've just been so enjoying listening to you the past weeks since I've been here in this beautiful place. You two have gotten so good, and you make me laugh all the time. And not only do you make me laugh all the time, the two of you, you also, I believe, at least for me, give such a sense of comfort to people. I feel a lot of the things that you say just make people breathe out and say, you know, it's a very calming, it's very calming. So,
yeah, I noticed that, Lisa, with Pamela, you know, to hear someone at the end of call saying, oh, I feel so much better. I feel I can do this. I mean, that means everything to be able to, what do we say? Let people know that the worst is over. You know, we've got your back. You're in charge. All those wonderful things, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I do think that people have a sense of confidence once they, like I was talking to somebody today and they were talking about the different variants. And I just said, you know, they don't scare me. I said, I feel like I have an army of an arsenal to rely upon, and you know that I'll just make it through. It's interesting how many people are living in fear about it. And I also think, you know, you've taught me though with the mindset, you know, you become what you think. And so if you think you're going to get it and you're going to get sick, and then you're setting yourself up for that. And I just feel like I got my armor on with the RNA reset.
Yeah, there's something in the Bible that Jenny knows, the whole armor of God. So that is perfect. Maybe that's what we should talk about, armor. Do you think the FDA will stop us from talking about armor, Jenny?
Yep. You can't use defense, protection, armor, or shield.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yep. Already got them all on the whole big list. That's why we're just going for total body wellness. Forget them. We won't talk about the immune system or their little weird variants. We'll just talk about how we've got this 100% and our bodies are amazing and they can do anything, especially with the building blocks.
Wow. Yes. The FDA, they say that only healthy people take supplements. Unhealthy people are supposed to take drugs. That is their modus operandi. And Jenny, I mean, she hosted, you know, a crew of them for 4 days at the warehouse. And there's the holier than thou approach is that they're saving lives because they're stopping people from taking supplements. It's bizarre. It's like an, bizarre. You know, brainwashing indoctrination.
That's bizarre. We only have 1 minute, ladies. We could talk about this forever, though, because it's so random and backwards. It really is. It's beyond the beyond. But I'm so glad you called in, sweetheart. I wish you, if you have a question, call next week, okay?
You got it. No problem. Thank you.
Bye, Carolyn. Lisa. Bye, Christy. Bye-bye. Love you.
Okay, that's our signal.
Been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.